with Sean and Sid.
From the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Seriously, if you're looking for a great home care, these caregivers are the best. I want to give a shout out to them because Marianne and Lyndon, who own the company, family owned, they were in healthcare. They know if you need somebody for any purpose whatsoever to take care of someone you love, call them. I vouch.
Best
so good.
In class.
For sure. Absolutely. Okay, so Halloween, not the same. This past year, right?
No, but at least we had it.
A little wet for some.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
But the kids need that. They need the candy this year and the experience.
Kids, heck, adults need it.
I think the adults need some candy or alcohol or toys even.
Whatever it was. But I think a lot of times, do you miss trick-or-treating? Remember when you were a kid? Did you remember how excited you would get? When it was trick-or-treat
yeah,
day.
I do. I was in it for the candy. We had pillowcases.
It was kind of silly. Yeah, you guys got so much.
And then
much.
We froze it all year, and I don't think anybody really ate it. Mm. Graham and I weren't really candy kids.
No, that's true. What would you call yourself if not candy kids?
We were Play-Doh kids.
Well, now you can be a Play-Doh adult.
Lucky for everyone listening that enjoyed a good Play-Doh experience. Play-Doh is rolling out a line for adults.
This is hysterical.
This is one of the best things I've heard in a minute. So I always found myself when I was babysitting enjoying the Play-Doh more than the kid did.
It is fun, but for a little bit.
Once you
use the Fudge Factory. Was it called Play-Doh Fudge? Oh, Fun Factory. Fudge Factory.
I think that's something after you have too much candy.
I think you're right. Play-Doh Fun Factory. But I remember playing with that, and after you've cut off a few of those stars and whatever, it's kind of like, okay, that was fun. Now what? You know?
Okay, exactly. So Play-Doh has rolled out an adult theme, and they're scented, these Play-Doh colors.
Because you can smell Play-Doh. I can still smell Play-Doh.
Yes, you can.
As an adult, I know what Play-Doh smells like.
How would you like to smell an overpriced latte? Or mom jeans.
What do mom jeans smell like?
I know. These are the scents of the new Play-Doh adult line.
This is so brilliant.
So overpriced latte, mom jeans, dad sneakers, spa day, Lord of the Lawn, and Grill King.
Those are so smart.
Kudos to Play-Doh. I love it.
Now I know what I'm getting for Christmas, huh? Which one would I get?
A Fudge Factory.
I'll pass. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
Can you imagine being someone who owns a dry cleaning place or working at a dry cleaning place?
No, but God bless you all.
Yes, because people literally are bringing their dirty, sweaty, whatever clothes.
Ew.
You know?
Or like stained or
yeah.
Bloody or
yeah. And you have
things you can't get out.
Uh-uh. And you're going to sort through it. But it was interesting. I found an article. It was on actually called Laundrap. So it's, I guess, the laundry community goes to this. How I stumbled upon it, I have no idea. But I thought that it was curious to me that they said these are the things that people leave in their dry cleaning. Hmm. And you can only imagine. Okay, true confession. I will say this. I got my dry cleaning back once and I had a pair of my panties. Yes, that
me
were.
Me too.
See, isn't that embarrassing?
Sister.
I know.
No, I found
just
them.
Just because I scooped them up and put them, you know, all together in a bag.
But how does, okay. I found them in my own wash. Or actually, I put on the pants and like, I was like, what's in my
They were
pocket?
Dry cleaned?
No, I just had washed them.
Oh.
But the underwear was in my pocket.
Okay, I don't want to know anymore.
yours were in your
Mine were dry cleaned. Dry cleaned. And they had them like completely like sitting like two little safety pins on each side onto a hanger, my underwear. And I'm sure I paid an arm and a leg for that because it's not cheap.
Were they your best, most beautiful panties?
No, not even close. Thank goodness they weren't my most hideous underwear, but still. So they came up with a list of some of the things people at dry cleaning places across the world have said they've found. And some of the common ones, jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
They find that in people's pockets. Sunglasses, lighters, pens, markers. Basically anything you'd find in a junk drawer.
Right.
They get a lot of that. But they also have found wads of cash, marijuana. Yeah. One had a 9mm gun because it was a cop who sent his whole uniform in and had a bulletproof vest and his, he probably is not employed anymore.
Yeah.
These are some of the other ones that are more common. They get keys all the time, mm-hmm. cell phones, cosmetic products, work passes, train or airline tickets, passports, documents, or driver's licenses, collar stiffeners, you know, those little collar things, the stays that mm-hmm. guys have, mm-hmm. and cufflinks. They get those a lot. They get food. They get like...
I could see that.
Yeah, packs of sweets and candies and like veggies and all kinds of weird stuff. Cigarettes, you can imagine. Small toys, medications, sports equipment. And they say this one, lingerie in the pockets of men's suits and blazers.
Ugh.
Not sure if the missus is aware of that, but isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and terrifying.
That's when you take those panties and you take two safety pins and you put them on a hanger and you send that home.
Absolutely. And when Miss Jones comes and picks that up.
Yep. There's a story to be
told.
Until they see my big mom panties and then it's like, never mind.
It's all right, Miss Jones.
It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Sheryl Sandberg. Amazing lady.
Mm-hmm.
The COO of Facebook, and she's written the book Lean In, and I mean, she's just incredible woman.
Brilliant.
Yes, and she also has a podcast that's very interesting, and she usually has some pretty big name people along with her. She just recently had an interview where they were talking about the equality issues at home, and mm-hmm. this is all because of COVID, really, that this has become a bigger, more obvious problem, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
and she's talking about the laundry room, and she says the equality starts at home.
Ooh.
In the laundry room.
Interesting.
Yeah. She said, I've been saying it forever. I'm going to keep saying this. We need a better balance of work in the home. And for any young women, if you have a boyfriend and you're about to go do your boyfriend's laundry, don't do it. Because you're going to be doing that guy's laundry then for the next 5 decades.
Wow, Cheryl.
That's what she said.
What a smart lady.
Yep. Because she said right now 1 in 4 women are contemplating downshifting or leaving the workforce because they are holding the world on their shoulders. They have all the weight of the responsibilities at home.
That's so true.
So if you don't start training up your guy now... to be more involved in equity in the home, then they aren't going to know how to do it, or they're going to expect something different later.
Or you continue to take on more responsibility. Then
yes.
You have little ones and you have their responsibility. I know there's guys out there that carry their weight. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I, you know, married to your dad, he loves doing laundry. It's like, I think he wakes up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat if he hasn't transferred the laundry from the wash into the dryer.
I would try on an outfit.
Yes.
And if I didn't hang it back up, it was dirty. And just because he wanted to do a load.
I know. He's an anomaly. He's very, very different. But the report that they were looking at talked about the double standard and what's happening right now, the balance of all this that's on women who are trying to work. And so a lot of them are getting out of the workforce out of necessity. And it's sad because they're downshifting, they call it. So they might have been on a trajectory to do mm-hmm. really well in the workforce. And now because of COVID, you know, they are probably not the primary breadwinner. So even if they were on the fast track, now they're back into the home.
Backsliding a
little. Taking care of the kids and the home responsibilities. And probably still trying to take care of a house, I mean, and their own work. The report found the average woman is doing 70 hours of housework and childcare a week. The average man maybe completes 50 hours of the same work per week. And add to that, we're not even talking a job. So if you are doing 70 hours plus you've got a full-time job, I mean, talk about burnout crisis.
Talk about burnout, but talk about how amazing moms are that you have that kind of energy. I seriously think there's something to mom energy. I haven't had a child yet, but you can
attest. It's good to know. Or
I've been keeping that from you.
Where? I got a grandbaby over here somewhere. No.
No, but I think moms have an unparalleled amount of energy that they are able to give to just work and their kids and the home. And
yeah, but don't you think they'd rather sit on a beach?
Yes.
Yeah.
But regardless of equity, you know, workforce or not, mm-hmm. I think Cheryl's brilliant.
She is.
Just do not tell your man that you can do the laundry.
No woman should have to wash that out of underwear. Just saying. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris. Mm-hmm. I have a new term for you. So you've heard of hangry.
It's like angry hungry. You're yes. So hungry, you're angry.
For instance, Sydney was hangry before dinner.
Okay.
Which is accurate.
You don't sound that angry, but that's okay.
That's okay. Have you heard of hangxiety?
This is a new one. I don't know this one.
Hangxiety. So this article is by Good Housekeeping because they know a lot about, you know, risque things.
And you can get a nice pie recipe.
Yes, you can. Hangxiety is a specific kind of anxiety that results from being hungover or drinking possibly too much alcohol.
So you have anxiety because you're hungover. So is your body changing or are you just anxious or what does it feel like?
I think it's a big old combo.
Okay.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Okay.
So it's a combo of not feeling well. So your stomach hurts. So you might be dizzy. You might be foggy.
Okay.
But because alcohol is a depressant, you literally are on this low.
Okay.
And then you add on just simply not feeling well and you can get anxious. So this has been coined as a term, maybe not in the dictionary, but as an urban dictionary slang term to mean that you've consumed too much alcohol. I kind of get this way.
Well, that'll teach you.
Not that I drink alcohol or anything.
Well, it's not like you're crazy with it.
No, not at all. But I have had mornings where, aside from just a headache or something, you know, in my college days, I woke up and you just have like a nervous, ugh, feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do about it?
So there's some things that Good Housekeeping lists to maybe avoid this anxiety the morning after. Some of them might be what we call common sense. How about limit your alcohol intake?
Ding, ding, ding.
CDC says that a woman should have one drink per day. Two drinks for men.
Per day. That's it. One per day.
How does that make you feel?
Like I'm a dude.
Well, in that case, you're good,
I'm
Sean.
Good. I'm feeling
you're
good.
You're good. Yes. Just make sure you hydrate and you eat. That's number two. Uh-huh. You need to stay hydrated, eat plenty of food. Alcohol is actually a diuretic, meaning it pulls water out of your system. That's what leads to the dizziness, dehydration, which just amplifies your anxiety.
Got it.
All right. Third one. Take some medicine, anti-inflammatory pills like aspirin, two glasses of water the morning after will help.
Mm.
I'm not one to, I need to sit in my headache.
You do?
And reflect.
Really?
Just kidding. Exercise, meditate. I mean, I feel like these are common sense. Really, what was so interesting is that this has become such a common experience that they're now coining a term for the way that you feel. But alcohol is a depressant, so you're kind of down in the dumps after a couple too many.
Yeah, just wait until you see all the pictures from the night before. That's when I really get anxiety. Here's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental. Find them at northstarfamilydental.com.
And they won't judge if you like weird food. I promise, they're very nice over there.
They're very nice. They might look at your teeth and say, ooh.
You got to make some food choices, some different ones. Well, this all came up because Drake, you know, the singer and hip-hop guy, Drake,
mm-hmm.
he has just turned 34 and had a big soiree, big birthday party, mm-hmm. and had a meal that he picked, and it was made by caterers, whatever. And the menu, they showed the menu. And someone snapped a shot because his macaroni and cheese had raisins in it. And they're like, who's having raisins in their mac and cheese?
Oh, It's one thing to be grapes. Raisins are controversial as it is.
Yeah, you're right. Unless they're the little golden ones. I can probably get away with that.
Those little suckers are good.
Those might work. But
I used to put sugar on my mac and cheese. Okay, I didn't. Anytime I was at a neighbor's house, they would put sugar on my mac and cheese, and I was hungry.
At Scabby's?
At Scabby's. Scabby, are you out there?
Scabby was an unfortunate little girl neighbor who fell, always fell all the time, and always had a scab. So, thus the nickname, Scabby.
Did you know that my family called her that?
No, there's no way. Because okay. We never called her that. Okay. It's just kind of a...
She had a name.
Yeah.
But she liked to put sugar on her mac and cheese.
Did the whole family do that, though? Is it kind of a family thing?
Yeah, I think it was a family thing.
What did it taste like?
Not bad.
No?
Mm-mm.
You dealt with it.
I think I was just really hungry after running around the neighborhood.
Trying not to fall.
Trying not to fall. But I have heard of mac and cheese with ketchup, mac and cheese with hot dogs.
Yeah.
But mac and cheese with raisins, Drake?
That's,
what?
That's weird. I know. I don't like a lot of really weird things. However, I can put cheese on mostly anything.
But you are a huge sweet and salty gal.
Yeah.
You like, one thing that our family does, which is delicious, not knocking it, we put chocolate in our popcorn.
Exactly.
Like Milk Duds. People out there, try putting Milk Duds in hot popcorn.
Oh.
A match made in heaven. Or you like pretzels and raspberry sorbet.
Yes. I do like that. I remember the first time I had a friend, we went to the movies and I said, you got to do this. You're going to love it. It'll rock your world. You'll love it. So she's like reluctantly, okay. So you just dump all the milk down.
And then you shake them up.
And then you shake it. And then as you know, we're eating, it's kind of like, oh, salty, sugary surprise. Yay. And it's dark in the movie theater. So you're not expecting it. It's such a surprise. So I'm just pawing after it one after another, enjoying this whole surprise. And we get to the end of it, and she goes, I never got any Milk Duds. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, I hit the mother load. Everyone
this is the best Milk Dud combo ever.
So she didn't really understand the experience, but it's worth trying. Before you move on to greener pastures, you have to try that.
Your teeth looked pretty.
Well, a lot of people are doing some really weird things out there, eating things that I never would have ever considered. To each his own, or to eat his own.
Uh-huh.
We're going to come back and we're going to share some of the funny Facebook food combinations you've come up with. You people, I don't know. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Wholehearted Workshops, wholeheartedworkshops.com.
Raisins and mac and cheese. Say it isn't so, people.
Oh.
Singer Drake. Just had his 34th birthday. The menu included America's favorite cheesy food, macaroni and cheese, but there was a raisin in it. More than one. There were raisins in it.
It wasn't just like, ooh, you got the lucky raisin.
No.
This was a combo.
So that got us thinking about weird food combos. Put it on Facebook. You chimed in. You people have been eating weird things. I'm just going to tell you.
Holy moly. When in doubt, turn to Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. So we're just going to rattle through some of these. These are actually kind of fun. And I have not seen a lot of these combinations before. I'll tell you that. All right. Let's see. Miracle Whip sandwiches with potato chips. Miracle Whip on its own. Mac and cheese with sugar in it, Sydney.
Okay. Like you said. Is that Scabby's mom?
Maybe. I have to find out. And she knows somebody who puts raisins in their ravioli.
Ew.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. Kathy said that her husband eats toast with peanut butter and dill pickles. And Linda chimed in and said, so do I, but I also eat peanut butter and tomato sandwiches.
Peanut butter, tomato. What an odd combination.
I don't like it.
Christine says she has cottage cheese with ranch dressing.
Too much creamy.
It sounds very creamy. Laura puts ketchup in her mac and cheese.
Sherry said banana sandwich on wheat bread with mayonnaise and black pepper.
Banana sandwich, wheat bread, mayonnaise. Oh my gosh, there's a lot going on there. A cold hot dog and jelly. A cold hot dog and jelly.
First, there's just nothing real about a hot dog. Maybe a brat.
Aren't you supposed to cook those things?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe? Valerie said that her family thinks this is weird, but it's so good. It is a grilled cheese. So literally two slices of bread with cheese. That makes the outer edge of the sandwich. Okay. Inside is peanut butter and banana sprinkled with powdered sugar.
You lost me at the beginning. That sounds like such
a production. It is a like quadruple whammy. Peanut butter and bananas on a hot dog.
Hot dogs in your potato soup. That sounds like an accident right there.
Applesauce on top of mac and cheese.
You know what your nana used to make us eat? Milk toast. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It was literally pieces of buttery toast with milk on top of it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Then she put like cinnamon and sugar on it.
How do you get the milk to stick?
It doesn't. It's just like it just becomes this congealed. I just happened to think of that. She used to make us eat that. We ate that. And then we'd also eat white rice with milk and sugar and cinnamon on it.
Okay. That I could almost see more than just layering your milk on your toast.
With cinnamon and sugar. You know what? I've got a phone call to make.
Call Drake.
Why did I? Yeah. I need, Drake and I have more in common than I thought.
Could be your sugar baby. Milk and sugar baby.
You, Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So maybe you're going out on a date and you're getting your hair done. Well, in COVID times, I have some new terms that you need to add to your library. Talk about your dating life.
Okay. I'm going to try to stay enthused. Go ahead.
Yes. Because all those dates you're going on. Keep these in your back pocket, okay?
All right.
These are actually pretty funny. So some new terms that are being thrown around on dating sites. How about the antibody boy or the antibody girl?
Somebody who's had it?
These are people that have had COVID and they post about it. And they're almost bragging that they have antibodies. Or maybe they post about their test like, hey, I got the antibody test. I'm clear. You would use this in a statement? Are these men really posting their COVID test results on their Tinder? Antibody boys are everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
Makes sense.
Yeah, weird.
That would be kind of a weird turnoff. How about Corona Zone?
So are these all turnoffs?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Just dating terms.
Okay.
Corona zoned.
Meaning you're in a safe zone?
No. Like you have been friend zoned, but instead of the friend excuse, you've been given the corona excuse.
Oh.
So, sorry, I actually can't go out tonight. I'm worried because I have a family gathering next week.
And
I'm afraid I'm going to get COVID.
Are using it for convenience.
Corona zoned. The COVID divorce.
What?
One word. You see what I did
COVID
there?
COVID divorce.
This one's kind of sad.
Was it COVID divorce? COVID divorce?
COVID divorce. Just like that. Okay. Yes. Just kind of mumble it all together. It's what you think it is. Divorces that have risen because of COVID.
Yeah. People kind of, not getting along.
Kind of sad, honestly.
That's a bummer. Got anything pretty in there?
Okay, this one's a pickup line.
All right.
That's just horrible.
Okay.
It's what we would call a pandemic pickup line. Hey, girl, can I take you out before coronavirus does?
Oh, that's terrible.
That's horrible. This wasn't my joke.
Oh, that's terrible. I thought you were going to say, hey, why don't you come back to my place and let me swab your nose?
Let me stick my swab.
I like mine better.
Okay. How about quarantine and chill?
Okay.
It's the new Netflix and chill.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we have coined this phrase. Quarantine bae. It's someone that you start to date in quarantine.
Oh.
I have found one of those. Or turbo relationship. It's a relationship that's become more intense and it is sped up because of COVID.
People are saying that's a thing.
In a recent survey done by eHarmony, over a third, so 36% of these people that were interviewed are living with a new partner within the past 2 months. They have said it feels equivalent to 2 years.
I don't doubt it.
Because you're with this person all the time.
And you're nesting. And everybody's nesting.
There's no distractions. There's nothing to do.
Right.
I love it. I get my nest all ready.
Who are you? Come over here. Let me swab you. So if you're stuck inside, swab in, swab out. None of our business. But make sure that you check us out, and you can listen to the podcast anytime you want on our website, which is seanandsid.com. And you can go to iTunes or Spotify and catch the show any old time you want there too. And don't forget about our social media.
Yes, social media, Instagram, Sean_and_Sid. Please follow us there. I will be kind and follow you back. But either way, we appreciate you.
And check us out on Facebook. Is that everything? I think so.
We are everywhere.
And nowhere.